Once a month, the mayor of Sioux Falls drops in, and we visit with Mayor Mike Huther on a variety of issues that are going on here locally. And if you've got a call or a question for the mayor, you can give us a shout. 336-1320 is our phone number. 1-800-228-4435. Mayor Mike Huther is here for the whole hour. Morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
Greg, good. It's nice to have you back, too.
Thank you.
You bet. Nice to have you back, and it's nice for me to be. I love listening to your KLAM listeners and engaging them. So, yeah, let's have some fun.
Yeah, give us a call if you've got a question for the mayor again. He's here for the whole hour, and it's a real nice opportunity for you to be able to ask your questions. So please give us a shout. Let's start with a follow-up to a call that you got last month. Because when you were here, somebody had called and asked about what the city was doing in terms of trying to manage, like, traffic flow out on, for instance, as you get out on East 10th toward Brandon, yep, out in that area there. And I know you've been trading emails with city officials. Kind of bring us up to speed on what's going on out in those areas.
Greg, thanks for that opportunity. One of the things, again, I love about this program is that if I don't have an immediate answer, Greg does allow me to come back and follow up with the listeners so that I can respond appropriately. And this gentleman called and he said, you know, hey, Mayor, it's getting busier out there on the east side of town, especially as traffic is going in and out of Brandon towards Sioux Falls. And so what I did is I went back and I said, hey, Chad Heavey, Mark Cotter, let's tell the listeners what is actually going to happen there, not only in this year, but in the years to come. And I'll try to be brief, but my goodness, that area of town is getting a ton of attention. You're all familiar with the big project on 10th and Sycamore, of course.
Right.
And then there's more turning lanes that are being added on Arrowhead Parkway and Sycamore Avenue. And then the big, big things that I think you're going to see in 15, 16, 17, and even 18 will be more and more of that Highway 100 project is going to get done. And that is a monster that will truly keep Sioux Falls moving, especially keeping that side of town growing strong. And then again, Arrowhead Parkway, all of that that roadway out there by Dolly Farm will continue to get not only smoother, but also faster, because there'll be wider lanes, more turning lanes, and so much more. The battle, folks, is that there is activity everywhere. Our town is booming everywhere. So whether you're on the east side, like this gentleman, or you're on the north side or the west side, our town is booming, and so you've got needs everywhere. And then you include that we're also trying to rebuild and repair the inner core roads of our town. It's always a struggle, but the thing that I'm proud of is that I think we are doing a really good job prioritizing and staying one step ahead of this growth.
Well, and it's incredible. We had Jeff Schmidt in here recently to talk about those the census figures. Oh. You know, 166,000 people now in Sioux Falls. And he was talking about that, in the way he put it is, basically every year you're adding the population of Del Rapids to Sioux Falls. It's about 3,000 people every year. And, you know, that's a lot of people coming in, a lot of growth that's going on.
It's phenomenal how we are being recognized as a great place to live, a great place to work, a great place to play. My goodness, just yesterday we announced, folks, listen to that, hold on tight to your steering wheel. We have a 2.7% unemployment rate. 2.7. That's amazing. And there are over 2,000 available jobs right now in our city. So what that does is it entices other people to move here to capture not only the quality of life, but also, you know, the great jobs that are available. So, yeah, we not only have to keep growing our city with roads and infrastructure, but we also have to repair and rebuild and strengthen the inner core stuff that we already have.
Now, let's talk about the unemployment rate, because certainly it's great news to have a low unemployment rate, because the good news is, like you said, it attracts people in to come, hopefully find jobs. Those who want to be working have an easier time finding work. What the other side of that is, though, it's a challenge for companies, isn't it?
Oh, it's probably the number one challenge that not only the mayor of Sioux Falls has, but also the governor of South Dakota has. You know, Governor Dugard and myself and others, we work together in collaboration, like with Sioux Falls Development, the chamber, to try to work on not only workforce recruitment, but workforce development. When you've got 2,000 available jobs, it's a great problem to have. But at the same time, there are companies out there that want to grow. They want to capture more margin. They want to improve service levels. They want to do all this stuff, but they are challenged finding good women and good men to fill those roles. Now, at the same time, wages are improving. Benefits are improving. Quality of work environments are improving. And so I think it kind of rises all the tides. You know, for example, Costco, when they came here, there was this, oh, my goodness, are they going to be able to fill all those available jobs? And what they found is they had a bevy of workers because they were willing to pay a good wage, offer good benefits, good vacation plans, and good promotional opportunities. And that's what we're finding is happening. So, yeah, it's kind of a catch-22. It's great to have a bunch of jobs available, but if you don't have enough women and men to fill them, yes, you have some employers that struggle with that. I mean, there are help wanted signs everywhere.
There are. But you're right. When it's a competitive environment for employees, you see the wages go up and people are earning more money. That's great, which is great news.
They are.
And we all benefit from that. That means I've got more disposable income, more money to spend to go out to eat, to go to the event center or wherever I'm going.
Well, and that's the thing here. With the events, and we're just kind of transitioning all over the place today, Greg. I love it. And I've only had one cup of coffee already, so it's great.
About number six?
And, folks, I haven't had a Diet Dew yet, so imagine that. But I think it just shows, I just love what's going on in this town. Oh, my goodness. But there is this disposable income more and more in Sioux Falls, and we're seeing that with even like the event center. I mean, we're selling out the event center concerts in about an hour and a half, 2 hours. But we're seeing that all over. I mean, we're going to have record crops this year across this area. Now, prices are going to be lower than they've been, but still there's a vibrant ag economy, vibrant farm economy, and those folks will spend money along with all the good things happening in Sioux Falls. I expect great things to happen, not only this year, but next year, too.
Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Uther is here. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. If you've got a question for Mayor Mike, it's 816, partly cloudy and 55. Well, we're talking about the event center. Let's talk about the ribbon cutting coming
up. Thank you. Folks, if you're listening and if you have the opportunity to tell others about what I'm going to share, I'd really appreciate it. On September 19th will be our ribbon cutting for our new event center. And folks, I've said our. I've said that throughout the debate. I've said it as we built it. This is our new event center. Whether you live in Sioux Falls or even in this region, it's our center. I'd love to have you all come. On September 19th, we'll do the ribbon cutting at 4:30. And then we're going to have these free open houses that Friday night and then the following Saturday, where we're going to have entertainment on four different stages. There will be food that you can eat and drink that you can drink, and you'll be able to see your new event center, and I'd encourage everybody to come. You know, there's been some dialogue about, geez, Mayor, you know, you can't get in there because the tickets sell so fast. Well, this will be an opportunity for everybody, regardless of your income, regardless of your age, regardless of your skin color. I could care less. Come on over, get to see your new event center, and you're going to be unbelievably proud. And again, that's September 19th, September 20th. Please, listeners, mark it on your calendar and come on in. It's free. We'd love to. And I'm going to be shaking as many hands as I possibly can. And folks, I can't even run for re-election, so I'm just going to shake your hands and hug you because I'm so proud of this town.
And it's a beautiful center. I can't wait to see it. Obviously completed. I've seen it while construction was still underway, and still just incredibly impressive to see how that's all going to come together. I'm really, really excited about it.
Greg, we've had these event center specialists from all over the country that have come in to see what we've done, and they're enamored. We have been truly told that we are within at least the top 5% of event centers in the country. In terms of the aesthetics, the beauty, the functionality, just how it is truly a multi-purpose center. And we've got the finest just about of everything. And we stayed within the $117 million budget, which is just, I think, just a testament to how well city government is working right now. And, you know, we actually can live within our means in government. Can you imagine that? And we did it. And I got to be careful here. But, you know, there were some folks who said you'd never build it on time. You'd never stay within the $117 million. And you'd never hire at least 85% of the men and women would be local. Well, we've proved them wrong on all three counts. And I just love it.
Well, the inside of the center is just, I mean, the areas where there's going to be public food. And I mean, you could have a ticket for a seat, and yet you can go over into an area where there's a food court and there are tables. And you would be able to sit there if you're having nachos or whatever and watching the concert and be able to watch from there and then go back to your seat. I mean, it's wild.
Well, I think the fear is that nobody's going to sit in their seats
because what they're going to want to be over there.
They want to be in these clubs and they'll just want to be hanging out with people. You know, yeah, sure. There's going to be some beer. There's going to be some soda. There's going to be some nachos and some, but I think it's just going to be an environment where people are just going to want to hang out. And again, I know that some of the people listening here today are going to go, you know, Mayor, I'm never going to be able to get in there. Yes, you will. You will. There's going to be a bevy of different events. And the
from concerts to Stampede hockey
to rodeos, yep, to conferences, to graduation ceremonies, folks, it is your new event center. I'm just proud to be a small part of it. And I want you to come in. I want you to come in and see it. You've earned it. You've waited a long time for this. So come on in and let's celebrate it.
Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther is here. More with the mayor coming up. We're going to check in with Jack Taylor. Headlines from Mayor Mike Huther joins us for the hour. He's here once a month for an entire hour and takes your calls and questions at 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435, and our switchboard is open. Mayor, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the death of Mark Amundson. I think a lot of people in the community were stunned to learn about his accident and the loss of his life here. I wanted to ask how well you knew Mark and your thoughts on his passing.
Well, my first reaction was I was just with Mark about 2 weeks ago, and the Orion Challenge was wrapping up, and folks were all going, back to their respective lives. And I had an opportunity to chat with Mark about life and the Orion Challenge, and we just had a great dialogue, and now he's gone. I love his mom and dad, Dr. Lorne and Mavis Amundson. I love them. They were good stewards. They still are, very faith-based, very Christian-like, and they taught Mark to do the same thing. And Mark dreamt big, and he captured so many great things, you know, 13-time state champion in golf, helped build the Orion Challenge in terms of just a wonderful way to give back, to help kids that are hurting. To Sutton Bay, this dream to build a golf course where there's no trees, where it looks like you're playing on the moon. And he just did so much. And again, folks listening today, I think it gives us a day to kind of reflect on, you know, what are we going to do with the day that God gives us? Life is so fragile. We don't control when our last minute is, our last breath is. So today, let's just take it and do something really good with it and maybe think of Mark Amundson as we're doing it. I don't want to speak too much about it, but I was in shock. I still am, and I'll certainly be at the funeral on Friday.
This is a theme, you know, I've heard from you a lot over the years about taking the day that God has given you and, you know, and doing the best you can with it. How much does that philosophy impact your job when you're in the mayor's office?
Well, I come across as a really confident guy, but in reality, I am insecure on a number of things. And And one of the things that I personally struggle with is, I'm still growing in my own personal faith. And I don't even know why we're talking about this, Greg, but...
It's clearly a part of who you are. I mean, I've obviously, you know, that's a phrase you've said here often.
My own personal faith, one of the things that I struggle with is I don't want to have that last day. I'm still growing, you know, realizing that there's better things after I pass away, that there's a better, life beyond this here on earth. Because I love the day so much that I'm given. And so I just want to capture as much as I can. When my dad, Minard, he had at least a year to live after he was diagnosed with brain cancer. And the day, I remember like yesterday, my dad's doctor, you know, told my dad and my family that was sitting around the room that day, he said, "Hey, Minard, you've got at least a year to live. Now go out there and you know, make these memories, enjoy your family, do all this stuff." And then my dad died the very next day.
Oh.
And so I'm still struggling. And then the Mark Amundsen thing and these things that happen, you know, whether it be, you know, there's examples of it every day. And I struggle with that in my life. I do. And maybe that's why I go so hard, because I'm not sure. You know, I don't know if I need therapy, Greg, but it is something that I do think about. And so, Greg, you asked me about it, and yeah, so that's kind of. And then again, Mark Amundsen's death. You know, he was just driving down the road on an ATV, and then all of a sudden he's gone soon after.
But it sounds like you find a lot of therapy in your work. I mean, that get you're.
Getting
you
stuff
certainly
done.
Thrive. Yeah, you thrive on getting things done.
I am, and I know it kind of freaks people out, but I not only have a daily to-do list, but I have a weekly to-do list, a monthly to-do list. I work with my team to try to prioritize things as best we can to maximize the productivity, make things efficient, really make a difference with the days that we're given. You know, I folks, I only have 4 more years to be your mayor, and I struggle with that because I'm going, oh, boy, we got to get some things done before that next, and hopefully I'll get all 4 years. But if I do, I want to make as big a difference as I can with the help of so many good people around me to truly make a difference with the day that God has given me.
Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther is here, and we'll continue with the mayor coming up. We've got plenty more to talk about. We'll catch up on what's happening with Van Epps Park, who we've got to talk about.
Yeah.
Spellerberg Park,
yeah.
And the groundbreaking of the new indoor aquatic center. So we'll touch on those things coming up. Well, Mayor, let's talk about Van Epps Park. Last time you were here, we had talked about some of the ongoing problems at Van Epps and the city moving toward banning alcohol at that park, as well as a couple of others. Potentially.
Yeah. The Parks and Rec Board, they have made a unanimous decision that they believe that alcohol should be banned at Van Epps and Tower Park. And, of course, I certainly believe that as well, and I hope the city council will do the same. You know, it's a sad deal, Sioux Falls, in that we've got a park right in the heart of our city, and there are some folks there that truly are utilizing that green space in a way that I don't believe anybody believes should be utilized in this way. And not all the folks there are bad neighbors. And in fact, I don't want to call some of these folks that are, you know, drinking at the in an excessive way, you know, bad people.
Because the drinking's not the problem.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's the drinking excessively and other problems, police
That's
making,
right.
What, multiple calls a day to that park.
Well, I mean, here we just talked about my dad. My dad was an alcoholic. I mean, I know what alcoholism can do to people. There are, you know, I walk into that park about every 2 weeks, and I do it by myself, and it drives my police team crazy. But I do it because I want to get to know these people. I want to know, you know, what are the issues? What are the opportunities of that park? And what we've got is we've got a bad situation there. We've got a percentage of the people there that they cannot control their drinking. They cannot control their drug abuse. They cannot control their actions at the level that they should. And that has created a dangerous situation, not only for them, but for others around them. And we've got a bad situation there. And truly, it is in a very, very visible part of our town. And I don't think there's anybody listening to Kel OAM today that believes that a public park should be the place where you allow excessive drinking or drug use or fighting or where it should be the number one police call situation in our town. That's not why we build 78 beautiful public parks in the city of Sioux Falls. That's not why we do it. The people of this radio station understand it. I understand it, and we got to get something done. Now, I know there's people, the mayor thinks this is going to solve the problem. No, it's not. But it will make a difference for at least Van Epps Park and the people that want to use that for what it was intended for, and that was to be a green space to, you know, to reflect or to enjoy, but not to get hammered or beat the crap out of somebody.
You know, my feeling, I've heard people say, well, if you disperse them from Van Epps Park, they're going to go elsewhere. But my feeling, my question would be then, where were they before they were at Van Epps Park? They were spread throughout the community. My feeling is that if, you know, we pass the alcohol ban and police vigorously enforce that, that these folks will just disperse back into the community again.
And the odds are very, very good that they will. That's a reality. I mean, these folks that are causing the bulk of the issues, by us banning alcohol at Van Epps and Tower Park, is not going to make them improve their alcoholism or their drug abuse or their other issues that they have. That is true. But we do have mechanisms to deal with that across the city, across the state, and we'll continue to work with them as best we can. But I strongly believe that we've got to do something at Van Epps Park. And, I mean, folks, I'm going to give you a little scoop here. And maybe I shouldn't do it, but I will. I mean, this is how bad it was at Van Epps Park. And again, you know, I brought in porta potties there to Van Epps Park because that was one of the things that the people there thought would be a good idea. And I wanted to work with them to make that a better situation, as well as we had people that were drinking excessively. And of course, Greg, when you drink too much, there's times where you have to go to the bathroom. What was happening is that they were either going to the bathroom outside or they were going to the city library to use the bathroom. And that's not good. So we brought in this porta potties. Well, I'll just give you a little scoop here. You know, you've got hand sanitizer in the porta potties. Well, guess what? We had to replace the hand sanitizer there about every day. And they weren't using it, of course, for washing their hands. This is reality, folks. This is how bad the situation was. They were drinking it.
What do we do long term then? I mean, as we talk about solving the immediate problem at Van Epps Park, but obviously this is an ongoing long term problem. What is the city looking at options with the county, maybe long term? And what do you do here?
Well, I think one of the reasons why we are such a grand community is that we actually do care about people that are hurting or that have challenges in life, and we're going to keep doing what we've always done, and that's caring for others as best we can. Whether it is, yes, dealing with alcoholism, dealing with homelessness, dealing with feeding the hungry, helping the poor. But at the same time, there has to be accountability as well. After I'm done being your mayor, and long after God takes me, there's still going to be homelessness. There's still going to be alcohol abuse. There's still going to be drug addicts. There's still going to be people with mental illness. But I do think that in Sioux Falls and in Minnehaha County in the state of South Dakota, we will do the best we can to help others that are in need. But at the same time, we are also going to hold you accountable. There has to be some actions to your actions if you're not responding in what we believe is the most appropriate way. And getting hammered and crossing Minnesota Avenue in a threatening manner so that you can go get another 26-ounce beer and bring it back and creating havoc again, that is not acceptable. urinating outside behind a car in the parking lot of Minnehaha County. That's not acceptable. A drinking hand sanitizer to feed your need for your alcohol, that is unacceptable. Being on meth or drinking and beating the crap out of somebody in Van Epps Park is unacceptable. Having KSFY filming somebody sitting at a picnic table and all of a sudden they fall back, and so that is being promoted in the, as a reflection on City of Sioux Falls, that is unacceptable. And I'm your mayor. I realize that. The 170,000 people in Sioux Falls, they realize that. And folks, that's why we are recommending banning alcohol. Boy, I'm getting a little excited here. That's why we're recommending banning alcohol at Van Epps Park and Tower Park. It's not going to solve the issue, but we've got to do something. And I'm not putting my head in the sand. The Parks and Rec Board is not either. And I hope the city council does the same thing.
Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Uther is here. We've got to take a break. Welcome to the Greg Belfridge Show. Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Uther is here. He drops by once a month, and we visit with him about things that are happening in the city. And, you know, Mayor, we were just visiting off the air just to continue a little bit our conversation about what's going on at Van Epps Park, the banning of alcohol. You said there are some that are criticizing you as saying, well, you don't care about those people if you let this go on. You know, I'm thinking from a totally different point of view that it's not a letting that continue. How does that show any amount of caring for those people?
It's enabling is what it is.
Yeah.
It's not holding people accountable is what it is. It's not having high standards is what it is. And that is not what Sioux Falls is about. That's not what the citizens of this town are about. And folks, that's not what this mayor's about. I mean, my dad was an alcoholic. I loved my dad to the highest level. My dad was an alcoholic. But at some point in time, even our family had to hold him accountable and say, Dad, you're not coming to our house anymore if you're going to be hammered. You're not. You're not going to see your grandkids anymore if you're drunk. You're not, because it's not good for you. It's not good for our family. And it's certainly not good for your grandkids to see grandpa like this. And my brother Greg laid an ultimatum down on him, and guess what? It worked. It made a difference in our family and with my dad. And not that I want to compare some of these folks that are homeless or that are drug addicts or that are alcoholics to my dad, but I do think that we need to not only care for people, but we also need to hold them accountable. We need to make them part of the solution. And again, we're a caring community, but we have to also set limits. We do. You know, we've got things like Good Shepherd Center, St. Francis House, The Banquet, all these things where we care for people. But guess what, folks? There's limits at every single one of those beautiful, wonderful, caring institutions. There are limits, and there need to be, and we should do the same dang thing at Van Epps Park and the same thing at Tower Park and the same thing at the Mercado, the same thing in downtown Sioux Falls, wherever this stuff is occurring. People need to be held accountable for their actions.
You know, this is something you and one of the personal things you and I have in common is we're both children of alcoholics.
Yes.
And I've spoken about my mom and her alcoholism a number of times over the years. And I completely agree with you. There's got to be accountability. Caring does not mean you allow what's happening to just go on. And which is what some are advocating, is that basically these people ought to be left alone.
I've had people say, and there's been public dialogue about this, is, well, let's just kind of put them all in the same spot. So that we know where they are and we can manage them. And I'm going, I can't believe it. You know, this isn't the Human Services Center. In the old days called the State Hospital, where my mom worked for 35 years caring for people like that were in need. This is a public park. And to now all of a sudden say this public park is the appropriate use for them, Is just
and not only is it a public park, it is a public park on Minnesota Avenue, right near the county courthouse, located in the heart of downtown Sioux Falls.
The gateway,
incredibly visible.
The gateway to our downtown.
A stone's throw from Falls Park.
And I don't get it. And again, and I know some of the people listening today are going to go, oh, you know, Greg doesn't have a heart. The mayor doesn't have a heart. The Parks and Rec Board doesn't have a heart. No. In actuality, we really do. But we just believe differently in terms of how we care for people that are challenged or that are hurting. You know, again, folks, I walk into that park on my own about every 2 weeks, and I'm engaging these people that are struggling. I want to know about their pain. But at the same time, I also want to let them know that we're not, that one of the answers is not to let you drink and get hammered and create havoc in the middle of our town in a park. That's not acceptable to me, and I hope it's not acceptable to the city council.
Because I think you say the same disagreement that occurs even in agencies that help the homeless,
yes,
or those who suffer from alcoholism. You know, you've got places like Union Gospel Mission, yes, where they have very specific rules and you can't be drunk. They won't take you in if you're drunk. You know, expectations of being able to get a job versus, for instance, like the Salvation Army Center, where it was just show up.
Yep.
And so there's, you know, this, what we're talking about, there's a lot of differences of opinion about this. And I am, I just personally, I very much appreciate what you're saying. There's got to be accountability. There have to be some standards. It's not sky's the limit.
The banquet. Everybody knows the banquet in town. And I was the president of the banquet when we helped move that to that new location. Folks, you may not all know this, but guess what? The banquet has a rule about people that are drunk. They are not allowed inside the banquet hall of the banquet. Now, we will give somebody a sack lunch, okay, and we'll let them go to a little side room right as you enter the doors. But that's it. But if they're hammered, we'll hand them a sack lunch, and then they have to go out. That is a rule. And talk about a caring stewardship,
absolutely,
faith-based, time, town, and treasure location at the bank. There are rules there, too. You know, Mayor Munson and others, they tackled, like we talked about, Greg, the loop. That same old, oh, you know, they're just going to go elsewhere. You know, why don't we let kids be kids? No. We had standards. We wanted to hold people accountable. We wanted to change the dynamic of downtown.
And what's happening downtown now?
Oh,
as
my God.
As a result of that.
You can't find a place to live.
Yeah.
You can't find a place to work. There is activity everywhere. It's a wonderful thing. And the same thing's going to happen to Van Epps Park and Tower Park as well. Mark my words.
Well, listen, not intended to spend
time. We're out of time.
We're out of time.
The fastest program I think we've ever done, Greg. And callers and listeners, we're sorry. Call in next time. Maybe we should just do a call-in show next time. But thanks for letting me back on the program, Greg. I appreciate it.
And always, for people who have questions, how can they contact your office
just
if they have issues?
Call the mayor's office. You can email me. You can contact any department in city government, www.siouxfalls.org. We care about you folks. We know we're going to disagree every now and then, but we'll find common ground and ultimately we'll get things done.
Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huether, thanks so much, Mayor. We'll see you again next
time. Take care, Greg.
You too, my friend.